Well, this morning we have two separate prayer times we're going to have for young people going out to serve the Lord in areas that they have been called. Think of Abraham, how God led him on his life, and different people through the Bible, how God led. And as I talked to each of these this week, just how they sense God's leading in their lives. And the first one is Phil and Twyla. They're going to come up and share how God is leading them. And then the next will be Sonia, who is going for a year. So Chad and Twyla, why don't you come up and just share a little bit about where you'll be going, what you'll be doing.
Good morning. About 3 weeks ago, Choice Books asked me and Twyla to go to L.A. to help out with some servicing out there while they set up a bunch of new stores in the area out there. So we'll be going out there on Wednesday and staying with my brother and his wife for 3 months while we're out there. So, yeah, a couple different ways you could pray for us. We'll be on the road a lot with Choice and the servicing there. So pray for safety and just pray that we could be an encouragement to the families that are out there, and especially to my brother and his wife while we're there.
I just want to ask anyone who wants to come up, we'll have prayer with Phil and Twyla, friends, family. We'll have a prayer time together.
God, thank you for Phil and Twyla and their commitment to serving you. And I pray that you go with them as they go to L.A. and serve you there. Lord, I pray a hedge of protection around them. And as Phil had asked for protection as they travel and spend a lot of time on the road, God, I pray that you would just protect them and be with them. And as they interact with the people there and come in contact with many, many different people, Lord, I just pray that they could be an encouragement to the people that they meet, and Lord, just use them in a great way. In Jesus' name.
God, thank you, Lord, for Phil and his wife as they go. God, I pray that you would be with them, lead and direct them, help this to be a great time in their life, and that they could impact your kingdom as they're out there. I pray that they'd be a blessing to their brother, his brother, and that, yeah, you could just reach many lives through this time, and that it'd be a good time for their marriage as well as they work together. I just pray that you would go with them.
Lord, I pray a hedge of protection around them physically and spiritually and emotionally as well. And Lord, as they minister to people, Father, I pray that you would use them mightily in your kingdom. Lord, give them words to say in moments when they have the opportunity, and know how to be able to reach in and touch the hearts of the people there that they meet. Pray for them as they help out there, even with the church and the group that's there, that you would use them there as well. In Jesus' name.
God, I pray for Phil and Twyla, and that you would bless their ministry, bless their gifts, that it can increase the work of the church, and that as they go, that their life can be a testimony, and it would give little bits of honey to other people who, as they represent Jesus to them, that it would make them hungry for the same gospel that changes our lives. In Jesus' name I pray.
Father, I pray for Phil and Twyla this morning. I just pray you be with them as they head out to L.A. I pray for safety for Phil as he is going to be on the road a lot with the Choice Books. And I just pray that you be with them, help them to be a blessing to the church there, help build the church, and also be a blessing to Jared and Carmen.
Heavenly Father, I just ask for your blessing upon Phil and Twyla as they journey. Especially I want to pray for direction and for protection. And I know Phil has very much has a passion for family, and I just pray that you can guide Phil and Twyla as they have a desire to honor your glory and to have your kingdom to grow. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, just pray you would bless Phil and Twyla as they head out to on this mission. Just bless their lives and give them safety. And pray you would bless others through them. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for Phil and Twyla and their call that they've felt in their life. And I just pray a blessing on that call. And Lord, just go with them. Help them to be salt and light. And I pray against Satan in the name of Jesus from destroying, discouraging, disrupting the mission that they are called. Help them to be bold, to stand for you, to be unhindered by the attacks that come. Help them to fight in Jesus' name the battle that is ahead of them. So we could commit them to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome. We can do this to rally around our people as they go. It's powerful. They can just feel the church behind them. And for Sonia, to see her and her journey of how God has called her, and that's, oh, there she is. I've known her ever since they've come, probably, 15 years soon. And to see her grow up and follow God, and it's just awesome. So, Sonny, why don't you come and share with the church?
Well, I feel a little scattered because I didn't really think this through very much, but thank you. I am going out to New Horizons in Colorado for a year. I'll be working in the thrift store part of the ministry. They have two thrift stores to help with the finances of taking care of the children. Of the incarcerated mothers, and so I'll be working in that part of the ministry. Starting out, I'll be working 3 days in the thrift store and also 2 days in the office, actually helping, working alongside the office manager there. So yeah, I probably some prayer requests would be I'll be living with between seven to ten other girls, depending on how many show up in the course of my year. So yeah. That can be challenging at times. And so, just prayers that we can build, like, good, solid relationships and that, we can get along well. And also just that, I will be able to see the opportunities to use my gifts and talents and the passions that God has given me in different areas and, just to use them as they show up. Thanks.
So, God, I asked... friends, family, come up and surround Sonia as she goes.
God, I thank you for Sonia and just the way that you're leading her and the way that you're calling her. And God, as she goes, I pray that you would fill her with peace. And I know she feels a little bit scattered and everything's happening very fast, but I pray that you would just fill her with your peace. And especially this last week as she's preparing to go and just a lot of stuff needing to happen and come together, I pray that she would be able to take just one day at a time and just relax in the fact that this is where you're leading her and that you know what you're doing. And God, I pray that the transition in Colorado would go well. And as Sonia settles in and, starts her job, I pray that you would fulfill her and give her a specific purpose designed especially for Sonia and, with her dreams and her passions. And God, I pray that you would also teach her a lot and use this year as a year of growing and discovering more of who you are. And I pray that you'll be glorified through Sonia's time.
God, I want to thank you for young people and for the energy and the potential that we have. And thank you for the young people that are using that and going out there and doing hard things. And that are making a difference in the lives of others. And I want to thank you for Sonia and for what she's doing and for the way that she's doing hard things, majorly stepping outside of her home area, her comfort zone, and doing hard things for you. And thank you for that. And I pray that at this year that you would use her and that you would stretch her and that you would just make her into the woman that you've called her to be. And I pray that her life would be poured out and that she would make a difference, that it would overflow and make a difference in the lives of others. Thank you for her life and for what she's doing for you.
God, I just pray that you would fill Sonia in the places where there's losses of being away for a year. And just missing the things with family and friends and the stuff that she's used to and, would love to be here for. God, would you just, fill those losses just with the awesomeness of who you are and, just with your purposes for Sonia being in Colorado at New Horizons. And would you just overwhelm her with your goodness this year and with your peace as she prepares to go this week even and through this transition. God, I pray that your peace and your power and your goodness and faithfulness would just overwhelm Sonia throughout this next year. God, I pray a blessing on her parents and her family, too, as they release her and bless her to go. In Jesus' name.
Father, I thank you for Sonia and for her life and for the peace that she's brought to our family through the years. And Lord, as a dad, I pray a blessing on her as she goes. Father, that you would pour out your spirit on her, that you would use her mightily. And Father, just bless her with your presence, with your peace, and most of all, with your Holy Spirit to lead and guide and direct her. And we commit her to you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
God, I thank you for Sonia and for her willingness to accept this call. And thank you for the clarity with which you've shown her that this is the way for her. And God, I pray that she would remember that peace that you've given her and just how you orchestrated everything in the tough times, that she could look back and just remember that this is where you've caught her and that you're going to give her the grace to get through each day. And I pray that you would just give her new friends and new relationships and just fill those spots that the people here leave behind for her, and that you would comfort her in the losses, like Carla said, that you would give her just peace and she could experience a new level of who you are. And God, I just pray that you would go with her and bless her and prosper her in everything she does.
Lord, we gather together as brothers and sisters surrounding Sonia, and we're just asking you to go with her as she goes from here to a new journey in her life, a new chapter following you. And Lord, thank you for the promise to go with her and to be with her during the good times and the bad and the discouraging. Lord, help her to trust in the promises that are in your word during those times. Bless her ministry, bless her life, that Jesus be glorified in her life. In your name we ask it, amen. I have a verse for you, Sonia, and for Phil and Twyla. It's in Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help you. I will uphold you, thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So let's pray you take that verse as you go in ministry.